Redbox Media Programming is brought to you by...
Are you looking to serve God and society? Consider putting your gifts to work as a lawyer. Ave Maria School of Law has been educating faith-filled lawyers for over 20 years. Ave Maria School of Law is committed to training lawyers to use law appropriately around the moral issues of our time. Visit avemarialaw.edu to learn more about integrating your faith with a law degree.
This is Tim Staples of Catholic Answers. I'm excited to let you know that I also teach high school apologetics for homeschoolconnections.com, an online Catholic curriculum provider. There are also recorded independent learning courses at homeschoolconnections.com. Whether you take apologetics with me, literature with Joseph Pierce, or philosophy with Bill Donahue, or any of the other 400 plus courses with homeschoolconnections.com, it's a great way to get Catholic learning for your family.
Hello, I'm Kendra Von Esch, and you are listening to my 10-minute daily podcast, Reality Reflections. I bought into what this world said would make me happy. Money, prestige, power. And hey, if it feels good, do it, because life is stressful, so party hard. Do whatever makes you happy. But that didn't quite work out, because I felt even more insecure, full of fear, shame and anxiety, and never, ever good enough. Then God found me and flipped my reality upside down and transformed my life. And I want this for everyone. So I left my executive career to help others find true acceptance, supernatural peace, joy, and love that only comes from a relationship with God. Here is my reality reflection for today. It's funny. I never really realized the Holy Spirit, truth. The Holy Spirit will lead you to truth. If this were 2 years ago, and it was Easter season, and we were approaching Pentecost, I'm not even sure that the truth would have rung in my ears. The Word, in all of the readings. The Holy Spirit will lead you to truth. But boy, oh boy, in today's day, you need the Holy Spirit to lead you to truth. There's so many bits and pieces of lies and deception out there. The father of lies, Satan, is working overtime. So I want to read the readings today, just the gospel. It's very short, because it really is powerful if you pay attention to what the Lord is saying to us. Let me get there. John chapter 16, 12 through 15. Jesus said to his disciples, "I have much more to tell you, but you cannot bear it now. But when he comes, the Spirit of truth, he will guide you to all truth. He will not speak on his own, but he will speak what he hears, and will declare to you the things that are coming. He will glorify me, because he will take from what is mine and declare it to you. Everything that the Father has is mine. For this reason, I told you that he will take from what is mine and declare it to you." Wow, this whole gospel is about the Holy Spirit bringing us truth, taking what is God's, what is Jesus, right? The Father speaking through Jesus into the Spirit to us. I find it interesting. "I have much more to tell you, but you cannot bear it now. But when he comes, the Spirit of truth, he will guide you to all truth." It kind of seems like that's what's happening right now, doesn't it?
Maybe there are people out there that can't bear the real truth of what's going on in the world. You know that this is the case. So the Spirit will lead us. The Spirit will lead all of us. That is why it's so important to live in the Spirit, to trust in God, but constantly ask the Spirit to lead you to the truth. And I know a lot of people are like, yeah, okay, that sounds good, but how? You've got to spend some time with God. You cannot expect to be led to the truth when you don't know God. You got to know God in order to hear God. So how do you know God? You sit with God. Just be. We're human beings. We're not prayings. We're not doings. We're beings. If you're struggling with a truth, if you're struggling to figure out if it's actually true, take it to God and sit with it. Be with Him. Lord, is this true? Help me by giving me a sense of peace, putting thoughts in my mind that validate this truth, bringing maybe Bible verses into my head that validate this as well. It takes time to get to know someone, but if you don't spend that time with them, it's never going to happen. The same with God. I'm beaten down this truth path because I think it's so important right now. I know too many people who are flailing around, not exactly sure what is true and what is not true. And I can't tell you. No man or woman should tell you. God needs to lead you. And you'll know. You'll know because you'll feel this sense of peace about whatever truth, no matter how hard it is to take, you'll find that acceptance. But when you look at hard truths, right? The truths that we don't want to believe, but it is true. We go through a process. We might have what they call cognitive dissonance in the beginning, right? Like, yeah, that is so not the truth. It could even be with faith, right? I remember talking to my husband, do you believe in Jesus? He said, I don't know. It's so hard to believe. I mean, talk about not having proof. I mean, faith to believe in something that you cannot see and you cannot prove. But we do, right? And that's a gift from God. God gave us that beautiful gift of faith so that we can believe. And when we believe in Him, that's really all we need. I think we try to make it more difficult because we put our logic into our analysis. And sometimes we try to reason our way through it. And sometimes we just need God to take us there. So let's remember, as we struggle with hard truths, that the only way to know for sure, we have a dog outside. The only way to know for sure is to pray and to talk to the Holy Spirit. He is truth. He will help you. I pray that you spend that time asking him about whatever it is that you are struggling with. And pay attention to how you feel. Pay attention to what thoughts come into your head. You'll know if it's uneasy. I don't know this, but keep going back, right? Because that's the process. When you finally understand that, oh my goodness, this thing is true. Whoa. And you fight through all of your, what you thought was the truth for so long. It's really hard sometimes, but then you know, God will convict you of that truth. Just like he did when he convicted you that he is God and Jesus is our Savior. So today, let's call on the Holy Spirit to come into our hearts, to lead us to the truth, to help us through the process, and to love us every step of the way. All right, everyone, I love you all. Have a blessed and inspired day with the Holy Spirit.